And thank you for listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's our weekly movie review. Here's our film critic, Casey T. Allen.
Dying isn't any fun, but at least it's a living. That statement is part of the description on Amazon for the witty, sarcastic novel Mickey 7, written by Edward Ashton and published in 2022. Mickey 7 has been adapted into the rated R comedy Mickey 17, written and directed by the revered South Korean Bong Joon-ho. For those of you who don't remember, Bong Joon-ho made Hollywood history when his 2019 film Parasite won Best Picture at the Oscars, the first film not in English to do so. This director/screenwriter's follow-up to Parasite is one with many eyes on it now, but that doesn't make it terrific. Mickey 17 is a dark science fiction satire about a team of humans who leave Earth to start a colony on a faraway planet covered in snow and ice. One member of this colonizing crew is a clumsy, unfortunate, soft man named Mickey, played with a mumbling, incompetent casualness by Robert Pattinson. Mickey's job is an expendable, a lower-level worker who carries out the hazardous jobs other crew members would never do. These dangerous jobs include testing the effects of cosmic radiation, checking the new planet's atmosphere for possible viruses, and exploring the colony's surrounding landscape. Many of these jobs result in death, but each time Mickey dies, an advanced machine generates or prints a new clone of Mickey's body with his same memories and knowledge as his previous iteration. The oppressed Mickey hits a snag when his 17th version is assumed to have died, and an 18th clone is printed, resulting in two living Mickeys in this isolated colony, which carries very serious punishment. Mickey 17 is a socially conscious comedy of errors mixed with a juvenile love story and an alien adventure. The role of an expendable is an acerbic metaphor of today's economy in our current world of late-stage capitalism, with the downtrodden working class being routinely exploited by the more powerful upper class in the name of progress and domination. All of that is shown very well, and Robert Pattinson is entertaining to watch, playing opposite himself. The scenes with the two Mickeys fighting and arguing reminded me a bit of the brilliant science fiction drama Moon from 2009, but I walked away from Mickey 17 thinking it was just okay. The irreverent, coarse vibe is successfully funny in some moments, but it tries too hard in other moments, making some of the actors' line readings feel forced or boring. This inconsistent quality of believability or maturity in the dialogue gives the film an elegance that is lacking. And the climax is far too convoluted, with too many characters, too many new technologies, and too many opposing forces exploding together in a big, rushed merging of humans and aliens. Robert Pattinson's energetically physical performance is fun, but Mickey 17 as a whole has too many rough edges, or maybe just too many edges in general, for it to be a real triumph. But as always, I love applauding something that's unique. For Flicks at 48, I'm Casey T. Allen.